Oh, now I got a laffy taffy.
Episode 20.
We made it to 20.
Heather has a laffy taffy. Did you read the joke on it?
Well, I don't see it.
It's in really small print on the back.
Oh.
Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's mine. What's a top you can't wear? A laptop.
Wait, where's the answer?
It's under the flap. What kind of phone needs gas? An automobile.
These are so stupid.
They're so dumb.
Okay, let's see. Where's my
frickin'... You ripped yours. You
totally I got it.
Okay.
What is a vampire's favorite food? This is so lame.
A Bloody Mary?
I mean, that would have been better than what this one is.
What is it?
Neck tangerines. Is there such a thing as a neck?
Nectarines.
Oh, I didn't say it right. They broke it up like nectarines.
Neck
tangerines.
What's a neck tangerine?
I don't even know what the fuck that is. Where does sick boats go?
Oh.
What?
Davy Jones Locker?
I mean, that's too clever, Megan. Think dumber.
They go to the...
Where do you park a damn boat?
The marina.
The harbor?
The dock! Oh. You go to the dock! Oh my god, you two. Holy crap. Okay, anyway.
All right, hey.
Episode 20.
So just in case you didn't know, we have got some Laffy Taffys.
Yep, I'm chewing one right now.
And so this is episode 20, Laffy Taffy episode. We're drinking some dessert wine tonight.
Mm. Tastes like chocolate, but Kobe couldn't get into the damn bottle. We got a cork floating in the bottle with wax.
It was so hard to get into. So this bottle had wax. It had a cork and then it had wax all down the side of it.
It was supposed to be pretty.
It was pretty, but you couldn't. Number one, you can't get the wax off of the bottle.
Apparently, and it's just for looks. You're not supposed to drink
so
it.
So I chipped it off with like a knife. And then when I tried to open up the cork just ended up going down into the bottle.
Yep.
And so now I've already had a piece of wax in my wine because it was everywhere.
She's still drinking it though because it was very, well, I mean, we're not going to say $100 bottle of wine, but it's not your $20 bottle of wine.
It was a fairly spendy bottle of wine.
So
it's
she's still drinking
wine,
it.
So we're having it with Laffy Taffys.
Because that's dessert, damn
it's
it.
It's dessert. And so let's ching.
Ching to our corky, waxy chocolate wine.
Oh, that was wine. Really light. Do it again.
Okay, here.
Okay, that was a
that was
bit
decent.
That was decent.
Well, they're really full, so they don't sheen as well because we haven't drank a lot of the wine yet.
But it's a kind of a chocolatey flavor.
I think it tastes phenomenal.
Yeah.
Our husbands think it tastes like prune juice, but fuck them.
I know. They don't know what they're talking about.
That's not no, it's not that.
It's not prune juice.
No. It's chocolate, damn it. Because I say it's chocolate.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like having a lot of trouble.
She is struggling a little bit right now.
Talking with my Laffy Taffy.
So, let's think. Our topic today, I think, is going to be television shows.
Yeah.
Everybody's favorite pastime. You got nothing to do. Everyone usually has a television to turn on and watch something.
I know everybody has, DVR and...
Most people do, yeah. So, you're able to record your shows, watch them later. Everybody has their favorite shows, as does Kobe and I and our families. So,
and everybody has, I have Netflix and Hulu also.
I don't have Hulu, but I have Netflix and Amazon.
Well, the only reason I got Hulu was so I could watch The Handmaid's Tale.
What's that about?
Oh my god, so good.
Is it going to be really, Megan,
it's
is
really
this really
good?
Good?
She hasn't watched it.
I like the book.
She liked the book.
So,
okay, well that's promising.
It's where basically, let me see if I can explain it right. The government's been overthrown in the United States.
Which that's coming anyway.
But they've gone back to a traditional man-woman roles. So basically the men are in charge of everything. And the women are just there to be the eye candy. And then if there's a prestigious man and him and his wife can't have a child, they have a handmaid. And so then the husband has sex with the handmaid so that she can get pregnant and bear a child because there's like an epidemic in the world where no children are being born. Like nobody can get pregnant.
Oh.
So they're trying to have babies. So they have these handmaids that also have sex with the man of the house so that they can try to have more children. But then they take the baby away from them and give it to the wife of the husband, and she gets to have the baby and the handmaid never gets to see the baby.
I don't know how much I like your show.
So it's pretty, it's intense. It's an intense show. It's really good, though. It's really good.
I feel like what you just told us is not promoting the best of the show.
I probably am not explaining it very well.
Because I don't have a big desire to find the show and watch it right now.
It's really good, though, but it shows you the perseverance of people.
I mean, so it's like almost like a post-apocalypse type of thing.
Yeah,
where they're trying to repopulate the country.
Yeah, kind of. And so all of the women are trying to escape to Canada because it isn't that way in Canada. It's still free for everybody. So, like, everybody's trying to get to Canada.
Wow.
Or Mexico, I know.
Well, I don't blame them.
You know, just to get away. Because the United States has gone to shit.
So, it's just the United States?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good show right there.
It's interesting.
It sounds interesting.
It is. There's another show I started watching. I've only seen a couple episodes, though. I can't remember what it's called. The Man in the Castle, maybe? Or The Man in the High Castle? Something like that.
So it's like a man with a castle?
Well, it basically starts right after World War II.
Okay.
Like a few years after that.
Yeah.
But it depicts what would have happened if Germany and Japan would have won.
So where is this taking place? Like in England? United States.
If Germany and Japan had won World War II.
Okay.
And it like goes from there. So it's really interesting.
That's if the United States was being ran by Nazis.
So basically the United States gets split down the middle and Japan gets one side and Germany gets the other side.
So which side would we want to be on? Germany or Japan?
We would be on the Japan side, I believe.
Oh, just because of where we live.
Yeah. But it's just basically about how life is, you know, okay, under that kind of rule. So it was pretty interesting.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. I watch a lot of TV shows.
You watch a lot of interesting educational ones, and then I watch, like, Trailer Park Boys. Which, you guys, if you've never seen that, holy crap. You want to feel better about your current situation? You watch that damn show. That's about, it looks like it's documentary. It's not a documentary. They're actors. But they make it look like, they're filming it like a documentary. They follow around these basically three guys. It's Julian, Bubbles. Bubbles is awesome.
Bubbles.
And Ricky, which everyone usually doesn't like Ricky. All I'm going to tell you, give it 4 episodes. Because I wanted to turn the damn thing off of the first one because I hated Ricky. Hated the whole show. And this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And after 4 episodes, I was like, well, we're going to watch the next one, right? This is amazing. So basically, it's about these three guys that try to just make ends meet in a trailer park. Sometimes they have a trailer to live in. Sometimes it's a car. Sometimes it's a tent. Sometimes they don't even have that. And they just figure the crap out. Bubbles, he is the person that tries to take care of all the cats in the trailer park.
Oh,
and he has a ton. He sometimes has hundreds of cats he's trying to take care of. He doesn't make a lot of money, but all his money goes for cat food to feed all his kitties. And one of my favorite phrases he says is, that is a really good kitty right there. usually he says it's a fucking good kitty right there.
So you can relate to him a little bit.
I can relate to him because I don't feel like I have that many kitties. So he makes me feel better about that.
Gotcha.
I also have a roof over my head.
True.
And a job.
Very true. Very true.
And I feel better about myself when I watch that show.
Nice.
Yeah. That's the important things in life. Yeah. Oh, what else do I like to watch?
So I've been watching The Passage. Have you watched that at all?
I don't even know what that's about.
It's a brand new show.
What is that about?
It is about these two best friends, these older men, two best friends.
Okay.
And they were searching for the secret to being immortal or something like that.
So they want to live forever?
They want to live forever. But they happened to, they're in the forest somewhere and they happened upon a man who said that that they heard was immortal.
Okay.
Well, he happened to be basically what you would call a vampire.
That's immortal.
And he bit one of the men.
Making him immortal.
So it turns into this, like, government thing where they're, like, studying this. It's a virus, right, that infects people that makes them into, like, this vampiristic person where they drink blood and they have some kind of a mutual, like, all the people that get this virus have a collective mind. And so they can just talk to each other in their minds and stuff like
that. This is interesting.
It's very interesting.
And what is the show called?
It's called The Passage. And so basically it follows this one FBI agent, which is Zach from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, it's him. Yeah. It's him.
Probably way older version.
But he's older, but he's really good. And so they decide to test the virus on a girl, this little African-American girl.
Well, that's kind of mean for her.
I know, right? But she, like, her mom gets killed and she has no family or
anything. So why not test it out on her?
So they take her and they're trying to test this, but he's trying to, like, save her.
That's nice of Zach.
You know, because he's a good guy.
I'm sure his name's not Zach, but I'm going to call him Zach.
It's not Zach. I don't know what his name is.
It's Zach.
She just calls him the agent. But, so it's really good, though. It's very intense. Very intense.
Have you seen The Umbrella Academy?
Oh, I watched all of those.
You've watched all of them?
I've watched all
of
them.
I'm not through all of it yet.
That was good.
I mean, I think I'm in like 5 episodes right now. Okay. And I'm digging it. There's some weirdness to it because I'm like, wait. They're kids now.
Wait.
Okay, I'm following it because one of them is a permanent kid. And then when it goes flashing back and they're a kid and you're just like, and you've been drinking and you're like, oh, shit, rewind this crap.
Yeah.
Because I'm not getting it.
That show moves really fast.
A little too fast sometimes.
Yeah.
But basically, they're trying to save the world from an apocalypse, but there's not a zombie apocalypse. It's just everyone dies.
Yeah. Everybody's dead.
So other than this one dude and the mannequin.
That was good. So, yeah, I like that show.
That was a good one.
That was a good show.
I think that's a great one to watch. I also tried to watch Sabrina, the new Teenage Witch. I think she was decent.
I watched all of those.
And then you always have to watch Stranger Things.
Yes, I've seen all
those.
Those
are amazing.
Those are really good. Megan loves those ones.
As for the regular TV shows, I tried watching The Conners a bit.
I don't watch regular TV. I just watch Netflix and Hulu.
Well, I try to watch the regular television shows.
I don't even know what's on TV right now.
And I really am digging this weird show called Seeking Sister Wives right now.
Oh.
It's interesting because it's a lifestyle I would never consider for myself.
Right.
Although there's aspects of it that I like. So if this show obviously follows polygamy.
Yep.
Yeah. And polygamy, if you do not know what this is, it's a one man with multiple wives.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds weird because all the wives are having sex with this guy. It's kind of odd, but yet they're all okay with it. All the wives are okay with it.
He just like takes turns, right?
Yeah. It's usually he spends one night with one wife, the next night with a different wife. And it depends how many wives he has.
Yeah.
Because one of the guys that I've seen in the past, not on the show, he had 5 wives. So literally, basically once a week. If you're lucky, we can get them twice.
I don't know what man would want to have 5 wives.
I mean,
seriously.
Because they're legitimately wives.
Like
nagging, upset about him not doing certain things, getting hurt, feelings hurt over the other wives.
Did you ever watch the show Big Love?
I did watch a couple seasons of that.
Because that was the same thing.
Where it was.
A guy, and he had 3 wives.
Except that was actors.
That was actors.
Not real life.
But it was just like, holy shit.
I know.
What man would sign up to have more than one wife? Because I mean, not that I do it, but most wives are naggy. And husbands get annoyed with them.
I have to say I'm a little naggy sometimes.
I am a little naggy.
Because I want shit done when
but
I want it
done.
But
why would you want to have
multiply
that,
that?
Like times 5.
Well, I guarantee you, my husband has said he would never want more than one of me ever in his life. He could not handle more than one of me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's totally different than going out and having an affair. You are married to that person.
Yeah.
And tied for life. Like, you are supporting them. You're having kids with them. I don't know about that. And how come there's no brother husbands?
And it's a thing where Because obviously in the United States, you can only have one wife. You can't legally have more than one
wife. So it's a spiritual marriage to the other ones.
It's a spiritual marriage. Mm-hmm. But the wife he's illegally married to one. Is called for the first wife.
Yes.
And it's a big deal in that, you know,
to be the first wife.
To be first wife.
Because you're supposed to be like the monarch of that family,
yeah,
basically.
So you're like the head.
Yes.
Yeah. And so... I don't know why you'd want to not be why would you want to be the second or the third or the fourth or the fifth
no
wife?
Responsibilities. I mean, if I was going to be a sister wife, I'd want to be like the fifth one in.
Because nobody gives a shit.
No one gives a crap. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I still get four best friends to hang out with all the time, and the guys
just. Do you
just
think that they all get along together?
I think in the best situation, the one in the Seeking Sister Wives, this show's all about trying to find another wife to join your family.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because the current wife or wives, some of them have multiple, have just as big a say as a husband, if not more.
Oh wow.
Like if they don't like that wife, like, nope, I don't gel with her. It's not gonna happen. So I can personally, it's not my choice, but I can see where some women might like that. Say their husband's gone all the time for work, or maybe they just don't gel with him as well as they do with some other people. And now they get to pick basically their best friend to live there. The only thing I don't like about it is that you literally are sharing your husband with them.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So I'm going to say positive is you get your best friend with you at all times. Negative is you're both sleeping with the same man.
Yeah.
That's odd.
And all of your kids are like half siblings with each other.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And you're actually their mom too.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because that's what we want you to do is everybody gets to raise the children together.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
I'm not going to judge it because if that's what you like, that's what you like. I don't care what you like. Gay, lesbian, polygamy.
Yeah, whatever.
What else is there?
More power to you.
Yeah.
We don't judge.
I do think it's weird there's no brother-husband thing going on.
Well, that's...
one wife with multiple husbands.
No.
But that doesn't happen in the world.
The women always get the short end of the stick.
They do. Maybe there's somewhere in the world that they are the rulers of the world.
Wherever Wonder Woman came from.
Where the fuck does she come from?
Where does Wonder Woman come from, Megan?
I'm on it. Okay. Amazon
women.
She's from the Amazon or from Amazon, the website?
I have no.
There's a different place. Because I bet you I can go on Amazon.com right now and find Wonder Woman.
I bet you can order Wonder Woman off Amazon.
Anything Wonder Woman. But she's from the Amazon, like, where is that at? In Africa?
I think it's a hidden world.
It's an island.
Isn't it the Amazon River?
It's a hidden island.
On the Amazon River?
No.
Where is this?
It's hidden. You don't know where it is.
Wait.
Megan is looking this up for us right now. Because we're so confused right now.
It's not the wine that's making us confused.
What?
Themyscira. And the Aegean Sea.
Aegean Sea, that is...
it's over there.
Also...
it's over, like, in Europe area.
It's over there.
Also known as Paradise Island.
Paradise Island.
That sounds better.
Let's go there.
It sounds like a place to go, but I bet you it's, like, tons of huge anacondas and crocodiles.
And tarantulas.
Beautiful, cute tarantulas.
And lots of gorgeous women.
And women.
I mean, there we go. That's where we should go. Powerful women.
Powerful, kick-ass
gorgeous
women.
Women.
Yeah.
Why the hell haven't I been invited to this island yet?
We're powerful, kick-ass, gorgeous women.
I know, right?
What the hell?
I don't understand this at all.
You know.
I bet you the invite's in my mailbox when I get home.
Is.
I don't
you know
check
what?
My mail every
I bet
day.
It comes via, like, owl, like Harry Potter. You get your invite.
Oh, my
to
gosh. I'm going to wait for my owl all day tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm. I have my Harry Potter shirt on right now.
You do have your Harry Potter shirt on.
And it says, I solemnly swear that I'm up to no good. And guys, I fucking swear I'm up to no good right
she
now.
She is.
I'm always up to no good.
I can personally attest that Heather's always up to no good.
Yes, I try hard not to be. It's more fun that way.
We'll have to talk about books that get made into movies.
Oh, that would be a great topic because like there are so many. Divergent.
The Harry Potter series.
Hunger Games.
The Harry Potter ones were excellent. They did such a good job on the movies.
Perfect job on the movies.
The Divergent books made into movies were shit.
Yeah, they weren't that great. They the first one was good. Decent. The last two, not so good. No.
The Hunger Games were okay.
Were they?
They were okay.
What else was in there?
They're making Artemis Fowl into
a movie. Oh, yeah. They're making Artemis Fowl. I haven't really read much of Artemis Fowl. I'll need to get
I also
that.
Like the movies that turn into Broadway shows.
Like?
Lion King.
Oh, Lion King.
Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin.
We went and saw Aladdin.
There's a lot of Disney ones that turn into that. Mary Poppins. Sound of Music.
You know what? Everybody makes fun of that movie where I come from.
Really?
Like, they make fun of it, but it's actually a really good movie.
How can you make fun of Sound of Music?
Jeff makes fun of it all the time.
Well, he's a god.
And I used to, but until I watched it, and I'm like,
this is... You never watched it, you were making fun of it?
And this is a really good... It's a really good movie.
He makes you cry in places.
It does. It's. I know.
They escape.
They escape, and Rolf, and he's a traitor, and it's just like...
I know. There's a lot of depth to this movie. Not just singing.
It's not just singing. I have to say, a lot of people know that.
No, they do not get it. Watch The Sound of Music, you guys. Don't make fun of it.
It's so good. It's really good.
Yes, I like it. Well, those are movies. Television shows.
So, I'm watching also this show called Shadowhunters. Have you heard of it?
No, Kobe watches more in-depth ones, and then I'm like the trailer park
boys. It's
not really.
It's not in-depth. There was a book series called Shadowhunters, and... There's a whole bunch of them. I don't even know how many there are. I have a bunch of them. I've read some, but they made a movie actually out of the first book.
Really?
And it didn't do very well. So then they made a television series out of the books.
How did that do?
Which is still going, I believe.
Well, then that means it's decent.
And it's okay. But yeah, it's pretty good. Actually, I kind of like it.
I don't think they ever make a movie or a book out of anything I've watched.
Well, you should watch, there's one called, what is it called? Wynonna Earp.
Is that about wine?
No.
Oh, damn.
It's like a Wyatt Earp, but it's his like descendant, but it's a woman, and her name's Wynonna Earp.
Ooh.
And she has this special gun that was his gun that kills demons.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's pretty good.
I kind of want... You might have to write that one down for me. Okay. No, it's already gone out of my brain.
Megan, write that down. Wynonna Earp. You should also watch the... Have you ever seen the movie Van Helsing?
No.
No?
No. I don't watch a lot of movies. Kobe has to be pretty damn good for me to watch it.
It's got fucking... Who's in it, Megan? What's the name?
See how important it is? She doesn't know who's in the movie.
It's got Wolverine in it.
Oh, I like him.
Hugh Jackman.
He was in The Greatest Showman.
He's in Van Helsing.
Is that a musical, too?
He's like Van Helsing.
I wish.
I'm saying it right, right? That's who it is, right?
It's not a musical, Megan.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
He's in Van Helsing. Look it up. He's in Van Helsing, right?
Now, with her looking up stuff that far away, is it good? We're going to find out.
So, do you know what Van Helsing is?
No.
He kills the vampires and the werewolves and the monsters of the world.
Well, that's just mean of him.
He plays Van Helsing.
Yeah. He's Van Helsing.
The vampires and the werewolves need to live, too. Come on now.
They made a TV show called Van Helsing.
But all he does is kill the innocent.
But it's not a guy. Van Helsing's a woman.
But she's killing the innocent?
But she's not. So there's something special about her. They haven't said what it is yet. But if she bites a vampire, they turn back to human.
So she's... What if they don't want to be a human?
Tough shit.
They want to be immortal, and they want to live forever. And what if they're like the Twilight series, and they just...
And then if a vampire bites someone that was a vampire and got turned back to human, their blood tastes horrible, and they can't do it.
But they still bite them, so then the, that... Because what I know about vampires, once they bite, they neither can suck your blood and kill you, or bite you and turn you into one.
Yeah, but you won't turn back into a vampire if she bites you.
So she has some kind of, like, it's everlasting special bite.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's intriguing.
I find all of these awesome shows on Netflix. You really do.
So the next show I was going to talk to you guys about was Impractical Jokers. Because I think it's funny and hilarious. And if you haven't seen it, it's on True TV. It's on cable. It's not on Netflix. It might be on Netflix, but I haven't found it on there. And it's about four best friends since they were children, growing up. And all they do is try to embarrass the shit out of each other. And they videotape it. It's like this game. And they get a certain amount of points, or they don't get points for failing a challenge. And then whoever has the most or least amount of points at the end of it, they have to be punished.
Oh, what's the punishment?
Oh, it's anything they can think of. Sometimes it's really bad punishment. So this guy on there named Joe has no humility. He does not care. They've done a lot of different things to him. So one time he had to be in the movie theater. And in the middle of the movie theater, like in the middle of the movie, he had to stand up with his little popcorn and tell everybody he had to take a major shit. And he had to leave, and he was sorry for the farting, and that it was going to stink in that area. And then he had to leave, but he didn't care about that.
Yeah.
They always made him do pooping things. It seemed like, oh, sorry, Jeff. I know you wanted us to refrain from pooping, but I'm going for it. Oh, and then this other one, he had to be in a restaurant, and the bathroom, the public bathroom, was literally adjacent to the dining hall where everybody was sitting. And he had to go in there, sit on the toilet, and then open the door and ask for toilet paper. And that was hilarious. What are some other ones that they've done? They made one of them be a Statue of Liberty in the middle of whatever that little bay is where the Statue of Liberty is.
Oh, yeah.
They made him dress up as the Statue of Liberty and stand on this tiny little dini on this little box and be the Statue of Liberty to all these little tourist boats going by. And then they gave him a little floaty alligator to paddle himself back to shore with in that dirty ass water.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, there was another one where Murray had to dress up as a vampire. He thought he was going into a Broadway show. He wasn't. He was going to a gospel choir concert.
Oh, shit.
As dressed up as a vampire.
Oh, my gosh.
And they made him sing, and he can't sing, and he had to testify during it. Where he had to testify in a song about what he was doing and he can't sing. The show is hilarious. I really like to go with the ones that just make me feel better about my life. Because I don't have to do that crap.
Yep.
But I've learned a lot of stuff that I can do to people if I want to embarrass them. So it's educational, too.
It's a little bit educational for Heather because she's learning lots of
things. I am, because I'm very vindictive at times.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, TV's fun.
I like to watch stuff like Supernatural stuff.
Supernatural, the show, was very good. That's I need to get back into it. Because I only watched through episode, I think it was 7, and 7 was a bit weird.
I watched the first, 5?
Those are all good.
5 or 6 seasons.
But 7, they even said it in the reviews, that this one's hard if you can get through it, which I didn't get through it.
Yeah.
Because it was really odd.
I can't remember where I left off.
It's still going.
I know, they're like on their 11th season.
I can't believe they're still, I can't believe they made it through season 7.
I know.
Because I'm
know.
Shocked by that.
I know.
They had some diehard fans out there, which didn't include me.
Well, you know what show I used to love?
What?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That was a good one, too.
Oh, I love Buffy.
But she made it through the end. I mean, they had a pretty good season with it.
Yeah, I think they did 7 or 8 seasons.
That wasn't bad.
But that was a good show.
And you got your classic shows like Friends.
Yep.
That is still rocking. Yep. It's weird to watch that show, though, because they had pagers and stuff in that one.
Oh, I know.
But that show is so popular even with the younger crowd now.
It is. Megan loves that show.
Everybody loves that show. They still, you can go to Macy's when we bought our Harry Potter shirts and there was a Friends shirt sitting right next to it.
Yep.
And that came out way before Harry Potter.
People love Friends.
I mean, I love Friends.
Yeah.
I like having friends.
I think it's because everybody wishes that's what they had, you know? They wish that they had that group of friends where you could just be so comfortable.
Which is basically your family.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they do say over time your friends become closer to family, and I do agree with that, but I don't have six of them.
Yeah.
I have one.
I have one that I spend time with.
That I have that kind of a relationship with. I mean, I have other friends. We both do. But I'm not to that comfort level with them yet.
Yeah.
If ever.
Yeah. Nobody likes to drink wine like we do.
No one likes to drink, period, like we do.
That's true.
Yes.
Nobody's as weird as we are.
We're not weird. We're awesome.
Okay. That's another word for it.
No one's as awesome as us. Weird. Come on
we're
now.
We're awesome.
Awesome people.
Oh, should we chink? Where are we at?
We're at 30.
Oh, my gosh.
It goes so fast.
We're so good.
We are really great.
We're so good.
I mean, we're tooting our own horns here with all 200 listeners that only listen to about 8 of you at a time. But that's okay. Well, we'll do a little shout out to Robin.
Robin.
We love you, Robin. And Aaron.
And Aaron.
And Tara sometimes, even though you're a way fuck behind right now.
Tara. Catch up.
You're only like, what, 2 episodes in? Come on.
Oh, Tara.
Failing.
Okay.
Okay, well, we love you. With my dog barking at something. At what time is
it? I think they're riling the dog up.
It's only 8 o'clock. What the hell could he be barking at?
I think they're riling the dog up.
We say they, and it's our husbands yeah. that are out there.
They're doing something to the dog. So we're going to go check that out.
Okay, but
cheers to Robin and Aaron and my brother who listens to every episode.
We love you, Jeff. And wait, I didn't talk about Kobe's boobs.
And we have to send a shout out to my brother because it was his birthday.
Happy birthday.
On Sunday, so okay. Happy birthday.
Your birthday gift for me is I won't talk about Kobe's boobs.
There you go.
Okay. But they're fantastic.
Happy birthday. That's your present right there.
Happy birthday. We love you. And we love all of you. Take some time. Go like us on iTunes. We'd love you guys to give us some ratings so we could actually have people find this podcast. Because right now that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And then we're also on our Facebook and Instagram page. You can also contact us through our website and yes. also our emails.
And we should be on iHeartRadio and TuneIn and Google Play, except Google Play hasn't been working.
No, how about Spotify?
And we're on Spotify.
Okay. And then if none of those work, go to our webpage, jethersrandomstuff.com, and you can go to our blog and you can find every episode there is.
Every episode is on the blog.
We love you guys, and we are going to cheers to all of you.
Everybody, here's a cheers. Peace.
Peace.